Afternoon. It is a sunny 25 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A conservative nonprofit backed by billionaire Trump advisor Elon Musk is getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in one of the country's most important presidential battleground states. Federal records show the group, Building America's Future, is spending $1.6 million on television ads that started airing Thursday in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The spending comes after Musk posted a message last month on the social media platform he owns, drawing attention to the election and calling for the Republican to win. The outcome of the April 1st election will determine whether the court will remain controlled by liberal justices or flip to a conservative majority. Despite controversy in recent years, the Assembly has passed an annual Black History Month resolution. In 2019, Democratic sponsors wanted to include Colin Kaepernick in the resolution. Republicans objected because the Wisconsin native and former NFL quarterback protested police violence by kneeling during the national anthem before games. Then in 2022, a Republican-authored resolution passed the state Senate despite objections from Democrats, while both houses signed off on a resolution in 2023. Those honored this year include the first Black judge to sit on the Wisconsin Appeals Court, Paul Higginbotham, and Marsha Anderson, the first Black woman to become a major general in the United States Army Reserve. Ahead of the vote, an amendment from Democrats removed the name of Samuel Coleman, assistant superintendent of instruction for the Oshkosh School District. State Senator Brad Paff and State Representative Jenna Jacobson have introduced right to repair legislation to support Wisconsin farmers. This consumer protection proposal creates a right to repair agricultural equipment by requiring manufacturers to make things like repair documentation, data, parts, and necessary tools available to owners and independent servicers at fair costs and terms without surrendering trade secrets that would harm the manufacturer's legitimate intellectual property rights. The bill is limited to agricultural equipment and protects manufacturers from liability for repair conducted by owners or their independent service providers. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden has filed for the impeachment of a federal judge who issued a preliminary injunction against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The injunction stems from a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and other states to stop the group from assessing sensitive Treasury records, including Social Security numbers. Musk called for Judge Paul Engelmeyer's impeachment the day after the injunction was issued. On a Tuesday, Congressman Van Orden introduced the bill. Public Health Sauk County is urging people to get their annual flu vaccine. Although it is later in the season, Wisconsin is still experiencing very high rates of influenza. In Sauk County, there have been 55 influenza-related hospitalizations since the start of 2025. This is 9 times the number of hospitalizations seen during this same time last year. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, 32% of Sauk County residents have received a flu vaccine for the 2024-25 flu season, which is currently lower than last year's rate. Anyone can get sick with flu, but some groups are at a higher risk of becoming seriously ill, including children younger than 5 years old, adults 65 and older, people with chronic medical conditions, and pregnant people. If you experience warning signs of flu complications, seek medical care right away. Public Health Sauk County offers routine immunizations by appointment. Call 608-355-3290 to set up an appointment. A parent or guardian's written consent is required for all children under 18 years old. Vaccines are free for children 18 and under without health insurance or vaccine coverage. Individuals who are Medicaid eligible or uninsured, and for American Indians or Alaska Natives. Adult vaccines are available to anyone 18 and older without health insurance. UW-Madison officials once more are asking for permission to tear down the campus's deteriorating humanities building. The State Journal reports campus officials have been asking for complete demolition of the Moss building for over a decade. The brutalist style structure was built in the 60s and is crumbling on the inside with elevators out of operation, leaks in classrooms, and malfunctioning HVAC. The price to tear down the building and move the arts and music departments is nearly $300 million, and it's unclear if that money will make it into either Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal or the budget that the Republican-controlled legislature will approve. The sturgeon harvest is still low this year, with just a few days left in the spearing season. The Department of Natural Resources reports that just 27 fish were harvested on Thursday. Wardens say it's unlikely that spearers on Lake Winnebago will meet the harvest quotas this season, with only 454 fish taken this winter. Cloudy water and poor ice conditions have prevented good spearing this season. When COVID-19 became an issue in 2020, many companies allowed their employees to work from home to stay safe, with many companies weighing the advantages and disadvantages of working from home. Organic Valley has created a more creative approach. Kimberly Turnmeyer is the Vice President of Organizational Development at Organic Valley.
We've taken a bit of a different approach to that. We never really went fully remote. We existed in a sort of inconsistent hybrid approach until actually about 2 years ago, when we said we should figure out what's going to work for Organic Valley. And we pulled together a cross-functional team to look at this and bring a recommendation forward that we could adopt as an organization. And so at this point, we're about 8 months into the adoption of our approach to hybrid work.
Organic Valley's hybrid work model gives employees options. The company also used a similar hybrid process before the pandemic in 2020.
The way that we've approached hybrid work is to really look at how different roles work, what they need to be on site for, and offer employees some choice in how they work. We have two headquarter locations, one in Lafarge and one in Cashton. So we've always worked since we opened the second building in Cashton, I believe that was in 2016. We've always worked a bit hybrid because we've had employees in two office locations. But obviously, like everybody else, COVID really exacerbated that. And what we found after COVID is employees felt differently about being in the office. And we had a lot of inconsistency in the way that different teams were working.
The hybrid work model balances the company's and employees' needs, which has been beneficial to all.
We kind of aligned around some key ideas that we wanted a consistent approach and policy. We wanted it to offer employee choice, that we wanted to offer people flexibility to the highest degree possible, balancing the needs of the role and the needs of the business, and that we also support our employees to work better together no matter where they're working. And so for some employees, hybrid work may look like 3+ days a week in the office with designated office space. And for others, it might look like 4 to 8 days a month in the office where they reserve workspace when they come into the office. And for our employees that live further away, we did offer for some roles the ability to choose truly remote work.
Kimberly Turnmeyer has seen a more positive work environment using the hybrid approach.
We said that employees could change their employee type, so that high hybrid, low hybrid, or remote if they live outside that radius, on an annual basis. But in the first year, we were going to offer an opportunity for employees to change 5 months in. And we saw very little change in what people selected for employee types at that point of reselection. There were a few people that decided that they missed having a designated office space and they switched from high hybrid to low hybrid. We had a few people go the opposite direction, but generally what people chose, they've stuck with. So we feel like that is an indicator of satisfaction.
In regards to the Organic Valley hybrid work model, Jeff Frank, CEO of Organic Valley, said in a written statement, "We're proud to lead a hybrid work model that reflects our commitment to our people, our business, and our purpose in a rapidly changing world. Organic Valley's hybrid work model is a testament to our belief that when employees thrive, so does the organization." One of Madison area's largest employers has plans to again expand its campus. Medical records company Epic Systems is requesting the city of Verona to approve a new building to handle conferences and meetings. Styled to resemble a building sticking out of the ground, the Deep Earth Conference Center is expected to hold meetings and host events outside the company's massive annual conference. Epic has been in constant expansion in Verona for the past decade, with buildings that resemble Harry Potter's Hogwarts, Emerald City from The Wizard of Oz, and a large treehouse. The Madison Fire Department is the first in the nation to place a new electric fire truck into service. The pumper truck is made by Oshkosh Corporation's subsidiary, Pierce Manufacturing, and is capable of handling 2,000 gallons of water per minute. The truck has a backup gas engine to support it during long fire calls. The unit will be based on Madison's east side near Easttown Mall. A real estate property scam is targeting vacation homes and vacant land. Scammers pose as property owners looking to make a quick sale of unoccupied land they don't actually own. And with more deals being done electronically, it can be easier for scammers to dupe realtors and buyers. Burnett County Register of Deeds, Jeannie Taylor, recommends owners sign up for property fraud alerts. If their property has been fraudulently transferred or sold through these scams, they would be notified upon somebody recording that. You can sign up for the free program at propertyfraudalert.com. Anyone who is notified with an alert should contact their County Register of Deeds office and Sheriff's Department. Alliant Energy named 11 Wisconsin communities, including Baraboo and Blue River, to receive grants totaling over $50,000 through the company's community tree planting program, part of its 1 million trees initiative. Alliant Energy partners with Trees Forever to help communities develop, select, and plant a diverse mix of trees. A tree expert works with the communities to select the best species for their areas and create care and maintenance plans to ensure the new trees have long, healthy lives. Since 1990, Trees Forever and Alliant Energy have awarded over $8 million in grants and planted more than 1.1 million trees through their partnership and programs in Iowa and Wisconsin. Across Wisconsin, communities are eligible to apply for grants up to $5,000 to fund new trees. Baraboo will receive $5,000 to plant 42 trees, and Blue River will receive $4,900 to plant 19 trees. Nine companies were named as Wisconsin Manufacturers of the Year at the 36th Annual Modi Awards Program. The winners were announced at a black tie banquet honoring all 21 finalists. Baker Tilly, Michael Best, and Frederick LLP, and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce sponsor the program each year to highlight the state's largest industry, which employs 18.4% of Wisconsin's workforce, the largest ratio in the country. Modi Awards are earned by the state's top manufacturers who demonstrate a dedication to quality careers, good business practices, financial growth, innovative processes, and reinvestment into local communities. Companies were evaluated on key benchmarks, including financial growth, technological advances, product development, environmental solutions and sustainability, operational excellence and continuous improvement, commitment to employees, and effective research and development. Four grand awards were distributed in four size categories for performance. Additionally, five special awards were given to companies who demonstrated a unique quality worthy of recognition. Among the special awards recipients was FARC Incorporated of Viroqua with the Empowerment Through Inclusion Award. Enjoy bowling while helping out the Richland County and City of Richland Center canine units. The Richland County Sheriff's Department will be hosting the Cosmic Canine Pin Tap Fundraiser Sunday. Lieutenant Mike Siz is with the Sheriff's Department and was the handler for now-retired canine officer Rambo.
We're going to do the cosmic bowling. So it's, you know, turn on the black lights and kind of get a cool atmosphere in there. It's $100 per 4-person team, and any other donations are welcome. So we hope to see a lot of the community members out.
The day will also include raffles.
We're going to do some 50-50 raffles, some bucket raffles. We also, if you sign up as a team, you'll get put into a separate drawing for a gun. So that'll be a gun drawing. So that's kind of cool. And then there will also be cash prizes for the top teams. So the top three bowling teams will receive cash prizes, and then also the top high series. And it will be, it's not a scratch tournament. Apparently that's important for some bowlers who are real serious about it. They will factor in handicaps and stuff like that. So I think that makes it a little more even for everybody that wants to show up and play.
Sis says community support is an important part of the K-9 units.
They are completely run off of donations from the public, and we've been fortunate enough to receive enough of those donations to get several dogs in our county. So what we're doing this fundraiser for is for ongoing maintenance of the dogs, equipment, trainings that we want to send our handlers and our canines to. So it's very important to have the community come out. It's also a really great community policing opportunity for us. We at the sheriff's office like to have events where the community can come out and we can be transparent about what we're doing. You know, they can meet the dogs, they can meet us, you know, just they can understand that police are just normal people as well. We can connect with the community and have a good time and raise some money doing it.
The first ever Cosmic Canine Pin Tap fundraiser will be held Sunday beginning at 11 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The cost to participate for a 4-member team is $100. To sign up or to donate to the event, contact Lieutenant Mike Siss at 608-475-4000 or mike.czys@co.richland.wi.us. Proceeds will go to the county and city police canines. The Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition is recruiting high school juniors and seniors to join online discussion groups about health issues that affect teens. Students who participate will receive a $30 Quick Trip gas card for their time. The coalition brings together community members who work to reduce youth substance use in Sauk County. The coalition will host one-hour online talks about underage drinking and tobacco use this spring. Students can join up to 2 different groups, one for each topic, and earn up to $60 in gas cards. Each Zoom session will include 8 to 10 students and take place from 6 to 7 between March 3rd and 5th, March 17th to 19th, and March 31st to April 2nd. All discussions will remain private. Students will not be asked about personal alcohol or tobacco use. To be eligible, participants must be enrolled as juniors or seniors in a Sauk County school district. Space is limited. Interested students can register at tinyurl.com/P4PFocusGroups. For questions, contact Kate Hansen at kate.hansen@saukcountywi.gov or 608-477-3609. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites Wisconsin meat processors to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant through Monday. The Meat Processor Grant Program aims to grow Wisconsin's meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock industry. Eligible applicants must operate or intend to operate a meat processing establishment in Wisconsin licensed by DATCAP or the U.S. Department of Agriculture and be engaged in livestock harvest or processing. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production. Funding from these grants can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including expenses for engineering, architectural design, construction, food safety consultation, equipment, and equipment installation. DATCAP will award grants for up to $50,000 for projects that last up to 2 years and help expand capacity or increase throughput. Processors must provide a match of 100% of the grant amount. The selection process is competitive. Access the grant application and materials at datcp.wi.gov/pages/ag development/meat processor infrastructure grants.aspx. Submit applications to DATCAP Grants Manager Brian Williams at datcpdadgrants@wisconsin.gov. Today's winner of $100 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Pam Moran on ticket number 825.